Hello, everybody, and welcome to... I don't know what number am I on. This could take a little while for me to figure that one out. Anyway, welcome to the Queer Lad podcast. Obviously, as we are aware, I have not been around for quite a bit of time, so this is going to become probably a lengthy podcast, but I'm not quite sure on how long. I'll try and make sure that I don't overspill, sort of thing. Couple of things. First of all, obviously, as we said before, I'm gonna get into a routine of doing this. Obviously, at the moment, it's sort of up in the air, sort of thing. It's kind of difficult to make sure that I keep on top of this, but also that everything else gets kept on top of. So, where are we? Let's bring everybody up to speed. So, the Queer Lad podcast. For everybody who doesn't know about it or hasn't heard much, obviously, first of all, I'll introduce moi, even. I'm a now 22. Yes, I aged a year, not that long ago. August the 4th, everybody. So, for next year when you're going to buy me presents, that's when you're going to do it for. In fact, I'm kidding. Don't buy me anything. Very rarely even accept presents from anybody else. Yep, I'm 22 years old. I'm a queer boy, or however you want to say it, puff, bag, fairy, whatever. I live in the UK in sunny little Glasgow, which actually, in fairness, it was quite good weather today, other than some dark rain cloudy things that we've got just now. So that's pretty much anything I can think of about me, unfortunately, because I don't usually get too much fun about this. I am about 5'9", sort of thing. I don't know, what am I supposed to do? Vital stats? I can't remember. Obviously, there's a lot of fun to be had with this when I remember what I'm supposed to say. A couple of things that I wanted to raise up. First of all, I am going to email a link to my show to the Drink Till We're Funny crew, because there have been, I've got to say, let me just open back up my iTunes again while I see this. I obviously at one point missed out on a couple of shows from the Drink Till We're Funny team. Funny enough, looking at my list, it goes from DTWF 14 to 42, so obviously I missed quite a bit, but those guys are some funny guys, and I am not kidding. Well, guys and gal? I don't know. You could probably call Dina a guy. Who knows? She'll probably kill me. She'll email me and go, "What the fuck were you saying?" No. I'm polite about all of the podcasts that I mention, obviously, because I could get my ass kicked. Only to quote, I'm doing some backtracking because a lot of the shows I've been listening to are more recent ones, but for a lot of the podcasts that I listen to, I've still got a couple throughout the middle of their shows that I haven't listened to, so I'm backtracking a little bit. So obviously a little mention for them, but there is something more important that I would like to mention just now, and that would be the fact that obviously, it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that I am ever myself going to get married, but there is something that I would like everybody to actually be able to go and see. Here in the UK, obviously, there are a lot of podcasters, and if I can clear my throat even, that might help. One of the good things about it is that we try and keep a tight-knit community within the podcaster section. Obviously, we all pretty much, hopefully even, keep in touch with each other every now and again and keep things up to date. So, however, there is Andy and Bob, and Bob's probably going to kill me for mentioning this but I think it deserves it purely because it's on the net. If you go to their website, www.andy-bob.com, and click to deal with the podcast. Now, I'm going to do this with you guys just now because I want to make sure that I'm giving you the correct information, because you know what it's like when you listen to a show on any from anybody, and you follow the instructions, and it's like, it doesn't do what it says on the tin. So, let's make sure that I give you the correct info, because I would just be a bad host, and I really wouldn't want that. So, anyway. I want to make sure that this works, so excuse me for 2 seconds. I know this is like really bad etiquette sort of thing. In the middle of a show to go type, 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 click, click, like that's all you get to hear. Let's see, andy-bob.com. Yay! Yep, it's www.andy-bob.com. Obviously, he's got the feed burner link on right on the front there for you to see. Andy Bob, Civil Partnership. Obviously, I can't even hold my own news, everybody, as we can hear. As of not that long ago, our very own Andy and Bob from Portsmouth. See, very, very good remembering places. My geography's getting better. Personalized joke for some people. They were recently united in our fair UK country of the country of the UK. They got married in a civil partnership. So, congratulations to them. Go and have a look. Andy and Bob have videoed a lot of it and have put it on the net. You get to see the actual ceremony, which I think is going to be quite funky. So I'm going to have another look back and obviously link to it and everything like that. Now, there have been a couple of bits in question to do with my show itself. One of the things about it is that obviously if you're listening to my show subscribed through the feed burner link, then pretty much you've been kept up to date with a lot of the shows that I've done. However, if you've been subscribing through either Podomatic or what's that, a couple of others that I did Tri-Media or rmedia.org or something I did. Hold on, let's have a look. rmedia.org, I think we did that one as well, and also Gcast. I am going to settle this down, because obviously the fact is I can't keep the show going round and round in circles, because then you'll sort of forget to where I was, and because obviously it shows different times from when I last posted a show and things like that. So obviously I'm going to try and like settle it down, and it'll probably go on to Gcast, everybody. So I'm going to clarify all of this soon to come up in a later show. But, needless to say, obviously, for some of you guys have obviously noticed that there is a now missing site on the web, on the good old, on Tinternet sort of thing. The reason for this is because I got screwed, essentially. I set up the site again, had everything up and running, and unfortunately got a little screwed by the hosting company. I'll explain what happened so that it's a little clearer, shall we say. Obviously, I don't want to make sure that I'm not in a 12-month contract for everything, for this, that, and the next thing. So, what ended up happening was that I subscribed to this company who were happy to let their customers work month to month, and which I thought was quite good, you know, me thinking, yep, can do everything month to month, fantastic. And the next thing that happened was that, funnily enough, there was problems with my payments going through, and it wasn't that they weren't being accepted, it was actually to do with the fact of I knew when my payment due date with them was, so I knew when I had to make sure there was money in the bank, but they were processing the payments a little bit before then, so when everything was going on, it was a case of, holy shit, you know, like, these payments were coming off, like, the 25th and stuff, and that was not any good for me at all. So I decided to cancel, and that's given me a whole lot of hell on its own because they're still invoicing me. They're still sending me out reminders, even though I'm no longer with them. But that's neither here nor there. So we'll just let them be. They can sort of go about their business, and if they continue to email me, then obviously we take them for every penny that they have. Let's see, what else has been happening? So yeah, with the fact that the website is now no longer visible, sort of thing, what we do have is obviously at the moment everything has been done through my blogging account, everything. So if at any point you're a slight confused on where what show I'm up to or to where the show's linked from or anything like that, just click to the blog. I mean, obviously there's going to be links posted to that from every which way I can, or just go to queerlad.blogspot.com. obviously free, so I'm not that pestering about it. Obviously at the moment it is bright Barbie pink, which I'm not really liking the look of, so I think that possibly will get changed because it's a bit bright for me on the old easy things. And obviously a lot of this needs to get updated, so I will get all of this sorted as soon as possible. But a couple of the other new things that I've been wanting to point out are to do with the email has changed. So if anybody has emailed me or anything like that, then I do apologize. Obviously one of the problems that I have is trying to keep everything up and running, and the unfortunate thing is that, you know, you don't always get what you want the first time. So essentially what's going to happen is the Queer Lad podcast has now got its couple of its own email addresses. We've got, I registered Queer Lad podcast at aim.com. So by all means, hit me up on the old, good old AIM, or I will try and make sure that it's also, that I'm also some, I'm, that MSN has it registered and stuff like that. So obviously, as much as I can, I will try and keep it all up to date. Obviously, if something goes wrong, you know, bear with me. I know things can take time, and the unfortunate thing is that time ain't always on our side, peeps. So, anyway, let me think. I've rattled on for like 15 minutes now. This is hilarious. I know, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit beside myself, shall we say. Anyway, so what else has been new that's happening? Well, obviously the show itself is going to get a hugely humongous revamp. I'm going to start to try and include the fact that with the microphone, with the new cell phone that I bought, well, not cell phone, USB phone, shall we say, we're going to be hopefully trying to include a lot more people onto the lovely show. I'm going to be revamping the Blogspot page so that everything looks hunky-dory and smack-bang up to date, and everything is kept up to date. Obviously, I'm still running a little behind because, obviously, as you can see, this show is being published. Probably will show something like the 25th. No. Yeah, the 25th of November or something stupid like that. Whereas in reality, it was done on the 22nd. So, all I ask is that when you guys do finally get to listen to this, you bear with me. You don't take the piss even more than I do. In case you guys start hearing a lot of beeping, it's just my email coming in. There's a whole load of it still for me to catch up on. To update a lot of you, especially to, I think his name was Brian from the Republic of Ireland, or Ireland. My apologies if I've just gotten your name entirely wrong. I am single again. I am not in the slightest bit copious about it. I'm not, and it doesn't upset me or anything anymore. It's one of those things where, you know, you deal with what you've got and you just sort of let everything slide and you just go, ah, well, you know, c'est la vie. If it's coming, it's coming. If it's not, it's not. you'll just let it hang, sort of thing. What I would say, though, is that for the large amount of what happened surrounding it, it's probably never going to become a show itself. So what I would probably say is that for the odd times that I do mention it, pay close attention, because you'll probably get a little bit more information than I even thought I would even say. Now, what else has been happening recently? Oh yeah, I've been off work a lot recently to do with my illness, sort of badness, unfortunately. So that's meant that a lot of my money issues are sort of rearing their ugly head, unfortunately. Oh yeah, and the curse of the ex is still continuing, so I will keep you guys all lovely updated with that. I have, however, been keeping my spirits high by randomly doing my Tourette's thing is seriously back, which I think is always hilarious, always funny, that, you know, you can walk down the street and just do the most randomest of things, and people will just look at you and go, "That boy's got Tourette's, where's the doctors?" And I'm like, "No, I don't have Tourette's, well, not yet, well, not that I've been diagnosed with." So, but it's all good, it's all good. And for the certain somebody who I know is going to like this, it's, you know, you've got to say the whoa, whoa, fucking whoa. Watch yourself. Not that I actually think I have given her the link to this. So if she listens, if you're listening, baby sweetie pie, then you get the drift. You know why that's there. What else is there that I really think we need to mention quickly? Oh yeah, I've been checking up on FeedBurner for you can use FeedBurner if you guys do podcasts yourselves, you can use FeedBurner to have a look and see where a lot of people are clicking to your podcast from. And I've had quite a funky thing. I took a look today, and I've had a couple of people click to my site from this podcast called The Kitty Cast. Now, unsurprisingly, I took one look and went, "What the fuck is that?" I'm like, "Whoa!" I took a look, and it's like one of their favorite listens to things is like the God Network. I'm sorry, I am like the least religious person you will find. I would probably be described as a vagrant heathen. I don't go to church. I disagree with the fact that everybody gets forced to agree to religions and things like that, and you have to conform to them, or you have to say that you're part of that religion. Obviously, nowadays, we're a little more relaxed about that. Actually, that's a funny story. Obviously, if you've been in the middle of Glasgow, in Buchanan Street anyway, there is this little church that sits on a little island on its own right in the middle of the street, which is like part of the main shopping sort of section of the town. Now, or city, I do apologize for those that all start screaming, "It's a city!" There was this one day where me and a friend were walking through the town, and this guy was obviously like serious preacher man, and was shouting in the middle of the street to people that, "Oh, you're going to hell! You're going to hell!" Excuse the voices and shit, but anyway, he was going, "You're going to hell, and gay people are going to die, and they don't deserve to be living," and shit like this. And obviously, I can't remember what had happened, but something had just happened to me to make me go, "You know, I'm fucking sick of this shit." So I walked past him, and he was like, "You know gay people are going to hell. You should help me support this. Get inside and start praying." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, well, you know what? You're not even that pretty." And I really start thinking that I should just like slap you. And, "Oh, by the way, can my boyfriend come in?" And my friend who was standing beside me just sort of looked at me and went, "I'm not your boyfriend." I'm like, "Shut up." And so I started ranting and raving at this guy. I'm like, you're prophesizing and shit. And I was like, okay. And I think at this point, my friend started walking away. He's like, Don't know him. Just managed to walk up the street with him. So I was like, okay. Possibly should just not be doing that anymore. But, you know, I think it's quite good. You know, you get to have a laugh with it, unfortunately. So, so it's this KittyCast thing, whatever it is, hopefully they do well with their... I've had a look at their page, and obviously it's a lot of it's to do with cats, essentially. I don't know. I took a look at it, and I'm sorry. It's certainly not my cup of tea. It's certainly not what I would put any prophecy on and say, oh, yeah, that's what you want to have. You know, you want to do that. No, you don't. So, obviously, at this point in time, if anybody has clicked to my podcast from the KittyCast, not that I'm bad mouthing it at all, because I know that probably sounds like that now. What I am saying is that if the KittyCast want to link to me, that's fine. I would just like to make sure that I'm not being treated with disrespect. And that's funny because the most person that disrespects me is me. So, anyway, just so before I end up with this rambling on for God knows how long, I'm gonna end the show on a high note of saying, this bitch is back, and believe it or not, this bitch is gonna be here to stay for quite some time. So either like it, lump it, don't listen. You don't have to if you don't want to listen. Obviously, get in touch either by going to my lovely. I'm gonna say lovely. I think it's just a funny word these days for me to say, but who knows? Either you can go to the blog page, obviously, as we said, which is queerlad.blogspot.com, or you can go to... I'm sorry, I've got my dog and the flatmate's dog lying on the bed, and both of them, one's sleeping. Say hello. Come on, then. Okay, now you've hurt me again. Behave. Go and lie down. Why is it animals always hurt you? I swear to God. Anyway. Yep, so... remember, everybody, that you should be nice to one another. Don't hurt each other. And... obviously, as I said, go to the... what the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah. Go to the blog. Have a look. Have a little chat. Email me. Obviously, as you can see there. So, as you said, it's queerlad.blogspot.com. If I can speak, this is going to kill me now. queerlad.blogspot.com. Obviously, at the moment, as I said, it looks rather pink. Obviously, as I said, you can email me at queerladpodcast@aim.com. Obviously, there's still queerlad001@aim.com in there as well. There's also queerladpodcast@hotmail.com. See, this is how bad it's getting. Even the animals are leaving. The animals went to do by do. Hurrah, hurrah. So, yeah, get in touch, leave comments, email me, or you can do a lot of stuff just to get in touch. So, obviously, I will be back as quick as possible, and I will keep you guys up to date and speak to you. So, hey, everybody, and good living, having fun, and remember... if you can't be safe, then just be sensible. Or if you can't be sensible, then just make sure you know where the medication is afterwards, because you're gonna need it. I'll speak to you guys later, and au revoir.